This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are having an interview with Dr. Phoswa. So we see interview and Uphumala phayana kwa Lokhuzana. Yes. So we see interview and simbuza ukuthi napo uhamba kanjani yini akasiphathele yona uhamba lapha ke nomnyango waka co-op uzobe sitshena ukuthi iziphi izinto abasiphathele zona lapha yana kwa health environmental or kwa environmental health. Dr. Phoswa has a PhD from IVET University with a research on environmental health, ethical practice, illegal and professional responsibilities of environmental health practitioners from a South African context. Further, he is a certified ethics officer since 2017, following completion of the Ethics Institute, ethics officer certification, training, accredited by the University of Stellenbosch Business School. He presented the ethics to the national and international audience, namely Wayakona, California, USA, and Malaysia, October 2015. And he has offered ethics training since 2011. So as Kuluman Umuntu Omkhulu, ladies and gentlemen, Umuntu Ozaziyo, Estori Sakhe, Umuntu Ozaziyo, Indaba Agaze Ngayo, he has been serving in the MUT Research Ethics Committee, REC, ngamafuphi, since 2014. And currently, he is the chair of the MUT REC, Research Ethics Committee. Dr. Phoswa presented professional ethics practice on various health professionals industry platforms. The last presentation involved the Health Professions Council of South Africa, Sibizango HPCSA, Professional Board for Environmental Health, a roadshow in George Western Cape, 3-4 October 2023. And then also, Laga presented corner, this ethics practice footage, the National Health Department World Environmental Health Day Conference, AIKONE, Stellenbosch, Western Cape, on the 26th to the 27th of September 2023. And also, Wapindo Wahamba Waela Paku Alfred Nzo World Environmental Health Day Build Up Event, AIKONE, Mtlaga 13 to 14 September 2023, at the World Coast Sun, Eastern Cape. And the last one, ladies and gentlemen, Wayekona with technical report writing combining environmental health practitioners, politicians, and government representative at the MUT Environmental Health Wayekona from the 26th to the 27th of July 2023. And Wayekona for weekend Kenkeshwayo environmental health information session Wayekona from 27 to 28 June 2023. Dr. Phoswa, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Yeah, how are you feeling, Doc?
Hey, I'm feeling well.
How are you feeling? Well,
I'm looking forward to the show.
Right. Dr. Phoswa, we know Gutena, you are from Environmental Health. Maybe before we get to the business of the day, can you briefly tell us now, Gutena, Environmental Health, what is it that we are talking about or speaking about?
When you talk about environmental health, we talk about the issues of protecting public from food, air, as well as the water we drink.
Yes.
We protect people holistically. We deal with the environment that you are safe in the space you are working in, in the space that you are staying in, in the food that you eat, the water you drink. Holistically, that's what we look at from environmental health perspective, public health.
Yeah, man, we're going to be having a very informative session right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Standing in for Afika wakwaMkhahlela. So, Doc, let us get to the business of the day. Ngiyazi ukuthi there is a lot that we need to speak about or talk about namhlanje. So, as a certified ethics officer, how can you define ama ethics?
The issue of ethics is always looked at in a very complicated manner, whereas ethics is simplified in this way. It's your conduct in a holistic manner. how you carry yourself as an individual, in groups, as well as when you are carrying out your work.
Mm.
So your conduct defines how you behave ethically.
Yeah.
The spirit you are giving in the guidelines you have, that's what defines ethics. You might have law rules that govern you. We are not interested in your compliance, but you're interested in the spirit you carry those. So ethics is the issue of the conscience more than the issues of the guidelines. So you speak to your conscience. Is your conscience at the end of the day when we have done all judging you well? How do you feel after we have done it? How to impact other people? So when we look at ethics, also we look at interactions, your relationships with other people, and how you carry yourself. Thank you.
You spoke about the way you're carrying yourself and also the way that you maintain now these interpersonal relationships with other people. So I want to know, what is the link now between the ethics and the professionalism now?
When we talk of ethics and professionalism, professionalism now looks at your character or how you carry yourself in the workspace. Then we talk of professional ethics.
Yeah.
Because ethics is in everything you do and it's everybody's responsibility. But when we talk of ethics from a professional context, we talk of you, how you carry yourself now in the workspace. That's basically when we talk professionalism, we look at in your workspace and also in the profession that you belong.
Yeah.
But let's not mix. Let's not, when we talk professionalism, we talk of how you carry yourself in a professional manner that is in accord with the expectation of your work or your profession.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you say, just a random question, I know MUT has got the core values now. Yeah. So I want to know, what can we say about the ethics and the core values? Is there a link that exists there?
Actually, ethics are driven by the values.
Oh.
If you want to understand ethics,
yeah,
there is the moral aspect of ethics, which tend to be more complicated because it's more philosophical.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want to understand ethics in the practice context, you look at it from the value context. Values are the driving forces behind the success of ethics. And we measure an ethical organization through its values and implementing its values.
Yeah.
So without values, there can never be an ethical, compliant or institution, because if you lack those values, you might have good rules, but if you don't have values that are in place, that are in play, and take it further, Mr. Mabaso.
Yes,
if you look at ethics from the context of values, you also have to think about how the organization is shaping its conduct. Is it having those values written?
Yeah.
Is it having the values implemented?
Yeah.
Or is it having the values lived? Because if you don't live those values, you are good as having them in paper and they don't mean anything.
Yo, Bafethu, I did say we are going to have like an informative session with Dr. Poswa from Environmental Health. I know there are top five now core values as a mango suit. It's excellency, it's integrity, it's respect and accountability. I cannot like name them all, but Mr. Poswa or Dr. Poswa is actually, you know, clarified. There is a link, a core naguma ethics and also nama values. Dr. Poswa, there are students now about the internships ngaphakathi la eMangosuthu. Now we all know what are ethics and also what is the link now between professionalism and the ethics. So can you please highlight now the professional responsibilities now of a placed student in an organization or in a business?
When a student is placed in an organization, that student need first to align with the values of that institution. There will be guidelines that define what is expected of caring yourself during the time of the placement.
Yeah.
You need to be first inducted in how business is conducted in this institution and what image is expected of somebody who is belonging to this organization, so that you associate yourself with that. So students, when they are taken in, they are actually become the embodiment of this institution, and they have to be aligned and to how we carry the business. The culture of the university obviously will determine certain things, but for you to be inducted, you need to be orientated. When you enter the gate of Mangosuthu, this is how you carry yourself. The issues of respect, as you have already mentioned, the responsibility, but that cannot just be happening by chance. It ought to be carried out in a manner that will ensure that whoever comes in is in the know. Because if somebody is not in the know, you cannot be able to discipline somebody before you empower. So that is very important, that we induct and we continually train and retrain to remind people about these values that we are having as the university.
I'll be having my questions to my students who are me at class in Lantambama. I know I have one of my students right here in studio. I'm going to be asking questions about the ethics and also the professionalism. So now, I used to pride myself, Dr. Poswa Ogutena, I have this great work ethics. Understand? If I want to do something, I have to bring my A game, or I don't do it at all. So I want to know, how can one now define a good work ethic?
A good work ethic will be comprised. I don't want to complicate and philosophize this.
Yes, thing. Yes.
A good work ethic will have three major areas that on it. One is the issue of trust.
Yeah.
When there is a good work ethic, in the space, there must be an element of trust, and that trust must actually govern how you carry out your work.
Yeah.
Well, a good work ethic, it comes also with transparency.
Yeah.
Yes. You need to be transparent, and you also need to have some kind of respect for the other fellow colleagues that you are working with. And and also, if you have to have a good work ethics, issue of honesty. Trust and honesty tend to be overlapping, but honesty is more personal. How honest, how dependable can we, if we entrust you with a responsibility, can we rely that you can carry that in a better manner? So a good work ethic will be talking about your character into the space.
Yeah.
How you interact, how you rub others, how you carry your business.
Yes.
So then we'll be saying you are a right person, not dodging and so on. We can maybe look into the other issues of what is not work ethic, what is not a good work ethic.
Right. We are having gratitude directed to Dr. Nofemela. We all know ukuthena le interview ihlelwe laphaya na umnyango wakwa co-op. Shout out to you, Dr. Nofemela. Sizokubona. You are doing a very great job. Now, Dr. Poswa, langa pakathi we MUT, we have something that we call iwill. Or the internship programs ayenzakalayo la. So why we know now what are the ethics, we know what is the link between now the professionalism and the ethics, we know now what is a good work ethic. So I want to know now, what are the ethical responsibilities now of the hosting employer, and that is hosting our student for eWill or internship placements, what is it that they are looking for specifically?
When you talk of an employer, you talk about somebody who is responsible to provide, first of all, resources.
Yes.
The employer need to provide a conducive working environment. The employer needs to provide guidelines on how people should carry their work within the space that they are in. Also, the employer need to screen and have guidelines like code of conduct.
Yeah.
From an ethical point of view, you have to have a code of conduct by the employees. And one of the important thing is the employer must aim at having these guidelines internalized, not merely complied with, but internalized. People must own them and live them. Then the employer would have created a conducive environment. And then added on, there must be guidelines on the issue of keeping information that is protecting information confidentiality.
Yeah.
Confidentiality must in the employment setup must be maintained.
Yeah.
Because if that is not, then people are going to be having a lot of challenges. And other important element maybe we can talk about is consistency. The employer need to make sure that what I do to Mr. Mabaso, I must also do if it's the same way to Titi Poswa, because you are treating people equally, and you are also trying to maintain that kind of having everything done in a uniform manner.
Hmm. Speaking about the Employment Equity Act, it's one of the acts Ayenza show with another is equality and equity in the workplace. Now, Dr. Poso, we know good, there is an ethical behavior. You understand? There is an ethical behavior. So now I want to know, Gutena, can you please share some behaviors now that are considered unethical at the workplace?
Thank you very much for that. I would mention just a few.
Yes.
I mentioned some.
Yeah.
One, if we talk about ethic or professional ethics, let's look at the key elements that you need to look at, which also is embedded in the value system.
Yes, yes.
It's the issue of being respectful. By being respectful, in case you know your boundaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Know your boundaries and keep your boundaries. And also, when it comes to this, it would be also very interesting that each organization has got, if for instance you go to the municipality,
yes,
they have a code of conduct for all municipal workers. And that code of conduct requires that you as an employee, when you are in that space, you must do what we called keep the integrity of the institution. You don't take information that is meant to be secret or that is meant to protect the integrity of the institution, and then you share it outside. When you are there, you are an ambassador. So your credibility is very important when it comes to the issue of that. And the other important aspect that is important in a workspace is trustworthiness. By that, what do we mean? People must know what is their strength and what are their weaknesses. Be open about those things so that you place people where they are best.
Yeah,
and you perform where you are best, and so on. And also being objective is a very good ethical responsibility. Avoid your biases. Know your biases and avoid them. We all have our biases.
Yeah,
I might be in favoring Mr. Mabaso to the point of moving out of what is expected of me, and also be able to stand against external influence that might drift you from your core function or your core role, and so on. So in a working space, you need that. Then we always talk about the issue of integrity, but integrity, it can be very complex. Integrity talks about, in my context, I want to talk about it, don't misrepresent facts. People always talk about, you know, when you talk about integrity, don't misrepresent facts. At times, the organization spend a lot of money on misrepresented information. And those are the things that we need to guard against, and so on. And also be obedient. Uphold the standards. Uphold the standard. Make sure that whatever is agreed upon and your guideline live to ensure that that is taking place. Last but not least, be competent.
Yeah.
Competence is not by chance an option. You need to be knowing and be good at what you are doing. So your employer ought to be retraining you to the point that you are competent, not just merely wasteful because you cannot deal with the job you are given at the required time and so on.
Dr. Poswa from Environmental Health is sharing his brain when it comes to the ethics. Now, we all know, Gutena, we do see ourselves working like my corporate, you know, these big companies are corner. So you need to be ethical at all times. Now, Dr. Poswa, we all know they can be unfairness, you know, that is occurring apagati in a workplace now. So I want to know, Gutena, what can you share to our students if they have to report now the unfair treatment or unfairness in the workplace? How can they go about? What is it that they need to do?
An ideal workplace would have some kind of guidelines on dealing with issues of ethical misconduct.
Yes, yes.
One of such is to have a secret line. They call it Pimpa line. you have to report a misconduct that is not taking place. First, the person or the line manager or the management of the institution ought to ensure that there is a system in place of reporting. It may be residing in the HR, or it may be a standalone office that deals with the risk within the institution. And you also, it's very important to have a system when ethics is institutionalized in an institution, you will have those things that are there. But most importantly, the easiest way would be your line manager should protect anybody who report a misconduct and do something. If you report something, you need to be protected. But in an ethical conduct institution, you'd find that you can't trust anyone with the issue that you need to be telling them. Yeah. So in that case, you are compromising your ethical stand.
I wanted to say something, but I'm not.
Go ahead.
I'm not. There is this biasness, Dr. Poswa, and this nepotism that exists in the space now of work. So what if now I see, Gutena, I'm in like the jeopardy? Should I like report this unfairness that I see? And I know for sure, Gutena, I may not have maybe this protection being offered maybe a manager or the company itself. So what can be your advice, Lapog?
You see, if you are having a good ethics institution,
yes,
you will have people who are dealing things in a proper manner.
Yeah, yeah.
Without shame. Let's, for instance, just take the issue on the Local Government or Municipal Systems Act Schedule of Code of Conduct for Municipal Workers.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things that is put in there, which I can just quote, Section 7, says, don't unduly influence authorities to obtain appointment, promotion, or benefits. You don't unduly influence.
Yeah.
So because that would be happening in a way. And then also your personal gains, Section 4 says, don't use your position or privilege information for improperly benefiting yourself.
Yeah.
So if now you are in the position within the space, also we have to find out, how did you get there?
Oh, okay.
Because Mr. Mambazo, if you have the shortcuts, you got it wrong, you are prone.
Yeah.
To also do it the right that way. If you yourself, you are not carrying your mandate, it depends on your mandate.
Yeah.
If your mandate, you came in a wrong way, you are going to perpetuate That unacceptable conduct. Unfortunately, it will also go ahead. Now, people are starting to be getting nepotism, starting to be employed in the wrong manner. But according to the ethics and guidelines, you are not supposed to go that route. Should something of that nature be done, it must be dealt with. But there must be process and systems to deal with that are consistent.
Wow. Okay. Now I have had my question answered, ladies and gentlemen, right here. The time is 32 minutes after the hour of 11. Ekseni, just last three questions, Dr. Poswa. I know ngaphakathi we organization, we are having our students, and as far as amanye, they are funded by the private sectors, the bursaries, abakhona. So, mina, specifically, I want to know now, what are the some of ethical procedures that must be followed now when a student is found receiving NSFAS while she or he is placed in a will or internship program?
That would be depending on the guidelines in place.
Yeah.
For us to say the student has flouted the processes, obviously there must be something that is guiding.
Yeah.
If there is, the tendency is when it comes to ethical issues, rules are in black and white. But ethics are not.
Yeah.
So you have to now provide the guidelines and also the issue, as I said earlier on, the issue of the heart, your conscience. Mm. So if a student is placed, there are guidelines that govern that, which unfortunately I may not be in a space to know.
Yeah.
But if a student is placed and is understood to be studying, and that study, NSFAS covers that period of study, then the student is within the right because that student is still studying. But if a student is getting the benefits that are not a proper, unduly benefit from a fund or what, that student is acting unethical and the applicable rules ought to apply. But when a student is placed for work integrated learning, two things are applying. The student belongs to the university. And accounts for the university. Some institutions might sign a conduct to say, no, we don't take responsibility. But if the student financially is supported through the studies, then that student would play. Or in other instances, the second aspect is that when a student is placed in an institution, this also has to abide to the rules of that particular institution, as much as the student is not benefiting financially.
So is it ethical now for an institution to monitor the students when they are placed or where they are placed?
The monitoring ought to be qualified. You monitor respecting the integrity, personal integrity of the person. You monitor as far as the responsibility of the student is concerned. For instance, that the student reports, that the student completes the necessary documentation, that the student carries the required responsibility, and that the student is having a portfolio of evidence that is there. Issues of reporting, absenteeism, being dealt with, and so on. That is a requirement. You will monitor the student as far as that is concerned, but not monitoring the student for other reasons that are beyond the space. So you don't act beyond your scope.
Some people are acting out in anger, ladies and gentlemen.
We call that it's an overreach. You have an overreach.
Yes. So now, Dr. Poswa, now the student is placed in the workplace. There is this ethicality that is going on in the workplace. There's a procedure that is followed. And now the employer is facing this absenteeism now of the student, right? So I want to know how can an employer deal now with the student absenteeism in the workplace?
When the student are placed in the code or in the work integrated learning, when we sign enter with the employer through co-op, there is a clause that states the responsibility of the student and the responsibility of the employer when the student is placed in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, when the student is under work integrated learning placement, that belongs, the student become like an employee in that, ought to be dealing with that. So the employer will deal with the student, but will report obviously to the university that this student is conducting this conduct. And then the employer will enforce what applies in there. At times the student can be and can be expelled.
Yeah.
But the university will be informed of the actions that are being taken so that the student can be drawn to the fact that it's contravening the rules of the university as well as the rules of the placement.
I'm very interested in the conversation that we are having with Dr. Poswa. Speaking about the ethics and everything that has to do now with the ethics, it says yazi ukuthi na the conscience, ladies and gentlemen, kusuka ngaphakathi kwena, ama ethics asuka ngaphakathi kwena. But if we are having now the code of conduct, ilento zoyifica lapha yana mawufika kwi workplace noma kwi organization. So now there are unethical behaviors, Dr. Poswa, enziwa ama superiors ngaphakathi organization, the managers, the supervisors. Should I be the student now and I see that unethical behavior enziwa a supervisor noma a colleague yami? What is it? What is the witness now okufanele ngiwenze, or what is it that I have to do if ngiwitness aleyo unethical behavior by the supervisor or the colleague of mine? What are the steps I should take?
It goes to the earlier questions.
Yeah.
Or question that you asked about, you notice an ethical behavior.
Yeah.
The system in place would determine the course of action.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you'll follow. Because if there is no system in place, you're going to be vulnerable.
Yes, yes.
You would be exposed to the risk. But if there is a system, you ought to be knowing that this is happening, then you report it to the line. That need to be clearly defined within the guidelines of the institution that should conduct of this nature be discovered. For instance, there are policies on the issue of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I mean, of not sexual, but harassment.
Yes, yes.
Harassment can be in different forms. It can be intimidations, it can be in different ways, but there must be measures that are taking place. So HR policies or guidelines will actually be able to deal with those kind of code of conduct and so on. But should there be absence of that, then obviously you would be using the national guidelines. Our constitution, for instance, has got a Bill of Rights.
Yes,
and
yes,
then it's got protected rights, and then those are required. And also King Four rule guidelines, they provide guidelines to how the institution should conduct or carry itself and so on. So an external advice would be sought or sourced in case of the absence of the one within the institution and so on.
So now, Dr. Poswa, how should the students now address the ethical questions related to environmental sustainability and the corporate social responsibility in their placement now?
It comes with the responsibility. The employer is responsible to keep the environment safe.
Yeah.
And to keep the people working in that space safe. Occupational health and safety guidelines obviously will be also playing a role in terms of ensuring that. So whatever comes into from the institution ought to be protecting. If you come into the environment of the MUT, for instance,
yes, yes,
you ought to be safe from the environment, be getting hurt within here.
Yeah,
as much as so that if you fail to that, you are failing to uphold standard. By failing to uphold the required standard, you are failing also your ethical responsibility, because you have to uphold the rules and the guidelines that are actually presented to you.
Dr. Posa, thank you so much for sharing such an informative session with us right here. That was the interview. I got the CNS, not Dr. Posa, spearheaded by...
This is an MUT Radio podcast.